give national news. I am Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have news from the Philippines, the Bay Area, and to our friends to the north, Winnipeg, along with a plethora of community announcements and a variety of musical selections. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. Thousands fleeing Philippines volcano now fear typhoon's rain. Thousands of people who fled their homes in central Philippines to escape a retrieve volcano must now contend with another threat that's complicating the ongoing evacuations. Monsoon rains that could be unleashed by an approaching typhoon. More than 6,000 villagers have been forced to leave rural communities within a 6-kilometer radius of Mayon Volcano's crater in northeastern Albay province. Thousands more need to be moved to safety from permanent danger zones, officials said. Others living outside the perimeter have packed their bags and voluntarily left with their children for evacuation centers in Albay, which was placed under a state of calamity on Friday to allow more rapid disbursement of emergency funds in case a major eruption unfolded. Authorities raised the alert level for the volcano on Thursday after superheated streams of gas, debris, and rocks cascaded down its upper slope, indicating activity below the surface that could precede a hazardous eruption within days or weeks. A key tourist attraction for its picturesque colonial shape, the 2,462-meter Mayon is one of the country's most active volcanoes. It last erupted violently in 2018, displacing tens of thousands of villagers. Authorities warned the typhoon Cuchol, which is approaching the Philippines from the Pacific, but is projected to skirt the archipelago, may still dump heavy rains. Unwelcome news for those living near Mayon Slope. There's a typhoon, and floaters may rush down Mayon and swamp this village. That's one of our fears, Vilmor Lopez, a house painter, told the Associated Press. He sat worriedly with his relatives, clinging to bags of clothes, rice in pouches, and bottles of drinking water on a truck hauling villagers from Daraga town in Albay to an emergency shelter several kilometers away. Other residents chatted on roadside near a chapel, still undecided whether to leave. A loudspeaker in their laid-back community of low-slung rural houses and narrow dirt alleys warned people to prepare to evacuate quickly if the situation worsened. In the overcast sky above them, the volcano lay hidden by thick rain clouds. Village leader Dennis Bon, who was preparing to drive Lopez and others to the shelter, said he would not risk waiting until the last minute. "We have children, persons with disabilities, and elderly residents here," Bon said before he drove off. Albay Governor Edsel Greco Langman and Welfare Secretary Rex Gachalian said they were prepared if the monsoon rains were to trigger mudflows and rockfalls. "We will still make sure that we will have no casualties from any compound calamities," Langman said. Despite growing worries among many villagers, those who have survived Mayon's eruptions over decades were taking the latest threat in stride. In Bonga village near the volcano, a few men gingerly took a bath in a stream of spring water flowing down Mayon's lush foothills and watched two motorcycles near boulders as big as cars that rolled down years ago during past eruptions. They shrugged and smiled when asked if the volcano's new rumblings had struck fear. The Philippines lies along the Pacific Ring of Fire, the area around the ocean rim where tectonic plates meet that is prone to earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. A long dormant volcano, Mount Pinatubo, blew its top north of Manila in 1991 in one of the biggest volcanic eruptions of the 20th century, killing hundreds of people. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from the artist known as Jocelyn Enriquez, and the name of this song is To Love Again. Jocelyn Enriquez with her song To Love Again. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 90.3 FM. Also heard online at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. Shows are archived up to 2 weeks, and you can also find us via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. But right now, we're going to head over to our second article of the evening. This comes from the Bay Area, a place that our past musical selection, Jocelyn Riquez, is familiar with, where she kind of got her start in that area around the Cal Berkeley area as, I believe, one of the original founding members of the group Penai. But this comes, as I said, from the Bay Area as well, from the sfstandard.com. The Lumpia Company will open its ninth location this summer at Oakland's Brooklyn Basin Retail and Residential Complex and Waterfront Park. Though its opening date has yet to be announced, Brooklyn Basin has teased the new Filipino restaurant on its website. Founded in 2015 by Filipino restaurateur Alex Retodo and now co-owned by East Bay rap legend E40, the Lumpia Company's namesake dish is a deep-fried Filipino spring roll filled with savory and sweet creations such as bacon cheeseburger and peach mango cobbler. The fast, casual spot also serves skewers, chicken wings, and a vegan Dole Whip. The Filipino Comfort Kitchen will join a growing list of local restaurateurs at the Estuary Development, including the German Bierhus, Bratsviet, and Volklako Coffee. It also is a stone throw from new Japanese railway-themed ramen automat called JR Ramen Station. Brooklyn Basin Retail Complex finds its home in historical 9th Avenue Terminal, a pre-war municipal shipping terminal that stored cargo for Port of Oakland from 1930 until 2001. Though the building was all but demolished during the redevelopment, Brooklyn Basin retained its original facade. The Lumpia Company currently operates locations in Uptown Oakland, Mountain View, Palo Alto, San Jose, Cupertino, and Lafayette, as well as food trucks parked at the Mercado in San Francisco and a kiosk at the Oracle Park Stadium. The restaurant did not respond to requests for comments by publication time. Speaking of Lupia, and speaking of our community announcements, our first community announcement is on Saturday, June the 24th, the first annual Minnesota Lumpia Festival will be taking place at the Mississippi Crossing Event Center from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information in regards to that, you can go to the MinnesotaLumpiaFestival.com. In regards to another announcement from June 24th to 25th, Minnesota Vikings safety Cameron Bynum will be throwing his first annual CAMBZ Volume 1 football camp at the Rizal Memorial Football Stadium. From July 15th through the 16th, the 17th annual Phil Minnesotan Association Basketball Invitational, the North Star Summer Classic, will be taking place at the Legacy Hoops Academy in Woodbury. There will be three divisions of basketball, 40+, 6 feet and under, and open. There is a mandatory captain's meeting next Saturday, June the 17th, at 10 a.m. at the Philippine Center of Minnesota in Maplewood, Minnesota. For more information in regards to that event, you can contact Boo at 763-528-5768. And our last community announcement from our set of community announcements is on Sunday, July the 23rd, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be throwing their 35th annual Philippine Day celebration at the Woodbury High School parking lot as well, which is adjacent to it, the Ojibwe Park. And you can find more information in regards to the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans Philippine Day via their Facebook. But for right now, we are going to play our first song, sorry, our second song of the evening. It is from a group known as The Dawn, and this is their take on the song Salamat.
Triple Vibe Session. Salamat at tayo'y magkasamang muli. Salamat at may gabing nakalaan sa kaunting kasiyahan.
Well, it looks like we have a little bit of technical difficulty at the moment regarding our track Salamat. Just as a reminder, you are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard here every Sunday on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. And we'll get that track right back up in 1 second. And
what if you could do SEO smarter?
And as we said, we'll have that track in 1 second here once again. Do apologize for the technical glitch. Here is Salamat.
Salamat at tayo'y magkasamang muli. Salamat at may gabing nakalaan sa kaunting kasiyahan.
Thank you.
was The Dawn with Salamat. And we do have time for one last story. And this comes from our friends north of the border in Winnipeg, Canada. Winnipeg is well known for its large and vibrant Filipino population. While cultural traditions and celebrations abound the city, some Filipino Winnipeggers have been steadily working to build a community of a different kind. Julius Eugenio, who sings and plays bass in a lo-fi alt-rock trio, Humus, says the city has been home to a growing independent Filipino music scene in recent years and is starting to get wider recognition. There are a lot of activities within the community itself, but a small amount of focus is given to Filipino alternative bands, he said. We celebrate the Filipino heritage, but it's always about lumpia and adobo. Why not Filipino alternative bands for a change? Eugenio, who will be performing with his band on Saturday at Five Against the Wall, a showcase of Filipino rock acts at XQ's Cafe and Lounge on Sargent Avenue, said the band and the communities will work together to promoting each other. We have longed so much for this kind of community, especially with bands, he said. Most of the time when Filipinos get together, they would normally do casual karaoke. But between Filipinos and alternative bands here in Winnipeg, there is a tight-knit setting. You can feel the vibe. Also performing Saturday is Velvet Blitz, a hard rock, punk, funk, blues outfit. Adrian Villanueva, who sings and plays multiple instruments in the band, said there's been an explosion in demand for Filipino music scene since the pandemic, not only in the local scene, but for touring acts as well. Villanueva said Winnipeg, with its large population of expats, has long been a hotspot for Filipino touring acts, and after a few years of canceled shows due to COVID-19, the community is coming out in force to live shows again. We're open to invite Filipino bands from the Philippines, but not just that. We also have an increase in local Filipino bands here in Winnipeg and elsewhere in Manitoba as well. Villanueva credits artists like Humus, which is celebrating its decade as a band in 2023, as a role model in the community, showing up and coming musicians that there are opportunities beyond just playing in cover bands. 2023 is a really blessed year for the Filipino band scene, Eugenio said. The way we appreciate new bands coming out, there's just no other way but to support them. And that was an article from our friends in Winnipeg. And for right now, we are going to play our final song of the evening. It is from one of the members of the Black Eyed Peas, none other than Apple the Yap. And this is his song, Take Me to the Philippines. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Jump on a plane, probably jump on a train. Just you and me, yeah, just you and me. I could take you to where I come from, right? Where the water's so warm with the sunlight. Shine all day, really shine all night. Mine like you, yeah, I like you. She shine all day, all night too. I could be a boyfriend, I could wife you. Let me take you to the place where I come from. Take you to my hometown, cause I want ya. Where it rains all day, no thunder. Let me take you to my land, Pampanga. To the villa, we could get illa in Manila, straight to the island. Water so warm, you could just dive in. Take you all the places I've been. Jitney roll up, you could just ride in. Everybody's working, they surviving. They want peace, no more fighting. Wanna see the world, don't be surprised when Visayas, Mindanao,
I'll take ya. Buraka, Palawan, Dagaytay, I'll take ya. Pampanga, Manila, Batangas, I'll take ya. In Baguio, Cebu, and Subic, I'll take ya.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis St. Paul, online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stearns. Good evening, I'm Jerry Stearns. And before we get to the conclusion of Ruby 11 tonight, I wanted to draw your attention to the music that is the background, the complete background of all the Ruby stories. So I found an interview.